I want to start with a number today that honestly just it stopped me in my tracks.
Oh, yeah.
I was reading through the background for this deep dive, and one stat just jumped off the page. 25 million.
That is, wow. That's a very large number. What exactly are we counting here?
Assessments.
Okay.
Specifically, the number of assessments conducted every single year by a company called Mercer Metal.
Wow. Okay, yeah, that puts things in perspective.
Right. I mean, we are talking about a company operating in over 100 countries. They're helping organizations hire, train, certify talent. The scale is just massive.
They're basically the plumbing for the global talent market.
That's a good way to put it. Metal is definitely a titan in that space. They do everything from those, online psychometric tests.
Which can be a little intimidating, let's be honest.
Exactly, all the way to high-stakes coding hackathons.
Ooh.
But here's the thing about operating at that scale, and this is really the nut we want to crack today. When you're that big, you run into a wall. I've heard it called content saturation, but looking at the notes, I think production bottleneck is a better term.
It's the classic problem of the internet age, right? You have
Yeah.
infinite shelf space. You can publish as much as you want online, but you have very, very finite human time to actually create this stuff to put on their shelves.
And that is where today's deep dive gets really interesting. We aren't just looking at metal as a business case. We're going to run a little simulation.
Okay.
We're going to take this massive operational engine metal, and we are going to overlay a specific piece of new technology called the Auto Content API.
I'm intrigued, but before we get too deep, let's clarify what this API actually is. Because auto content sounds a bit like, one of those generic AI writing tools.
Fair point.
The source material calls it an industrial engine for content. This isn't like ChatGPT where you chat back and forth.
No.
It connects directly to your data and just churns out broadcast quality, multimedia podcasts, videos, articles automatically. It's infrastructure, not a chatbot.
So the mission today is to see what happens when you plug that industrial engine into Metal's massive ecosystem. Does it just save them a few hours?
Or does it fundamentally change the economics of their business?
Exactly.
I think it changes the economics entirely because right now, even a leader like Metal
Yeah.
is constrained by headcount. You can only hire so many people to write guides or edit videos.
And if you remove that constraint,
Things get wild.
all right, let's get into it. I want to start with something that affects every business, but metal specifically. Attention, or what the marketing folks call mental availability.
Which is just a fancy way of saying, is your brand top of mind when I actually need you, or have I completely forgotten you exist?
Right. Now, I spent some time on Metal's current website. They have a resources library that is absolutely stacked.
It is.
I'm talking detailed guides on behavioral competencies, reports on high potential identification. It's high value, dense stuff.
It is. And for, say, an industrial organizational psychologist, that's probably candy. But let's be honest about the modern workflow. We live in a multimodal world. People are commuting, they're cooking dinner, they're at the gym. Who has the time or the mental energy to sit down and read a 20-page PDF on cognitive competencies after a long day?
Exactly. That is the engagement gap. I might want that information, but I can't consume it in that format. And this is where the Auto Content API has this feature they call the Notebook LM API alternative.
This is one of the most fascinating applications to me. You know how Google has that tool, Notebook LM, where you can upload a PDF and it generates a little audio summary?
Yeah, I've played with it. It's cool.
It is cool, but it's manual. You have to go in, upload the file, wait, download it. It's a hobbyist tool.
Right.
What Auto Content allows is for a company like Metal to do that programmatically at scale for thousands of documents at once.
So in our simulation, let's say Metal releases a new dry technical report on succession planning strategies for 2026.
Right. Normally that just sits on a server waiting for someone to maybe download it.
May
But with the API, the moment that report is finalized, the system can instantly transform it into a lively two-person podcast conversation.
Like what we're having now.
Very similar. It uses two AI agents to discuss the material, ask questions, and explain the concepts. It turns a monologue into a dialogue.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate here for a second.
Please do.
Does it actually sound good? Because if I'm an HR director and I put this on in my car and it sounds like two robots reading a dictionary, I'm turning it off.
That's the big question. But the source material is pretty clear here. It says the API uses voice cloning capabilities that are indistinguishable from human speech. It's designed specifically to avoid that uncanny valley robotic feel.
So imagine I'm that HR director. I don't have time to read Metal's report, but I can subscribe to the Metal Strategy podcast. Suddenly, Metal is in my ear on my drive to work.
Exactly. They're building authority and mental availability during your commute, which is a time slot they previously had zero access to.
And they didn't have to book a studio or hire actors?
Or write a script.
You know, there's another layer to this, the voice cloning thing. The sources mentioned you can clone specific voices.
Right.
So theoretically, the CEO of Mercer Metal could narrate these updates.
Theoretically, yes. Or a specific industry expert.
Mm.
Imagine the chief scientists at Metal. They record a few minutes of audio one time, just once, to train the model.
And then...
The API can generate daily or weekly updates in their voice.
That solves what I call the CEO paradox. People want to hear from leadership. They want that connection. But leadership has absolutely zero time to go record a podcast.
Precisely. It scales the unscalable, the leader's presence.
Wow. Okay, let's zoom out a bit. We talked about Metal operating in 100 countries.
A truly global footprint. Yeah.
But I was looking at their data, and they currently list support for 20-plus languages. Now, don't get me wrong. 20 is impressive.
Very impressive.
But 100 countries versus 20 languages. There's a gap there.
There is a huge gap. And it exists for a very simple reason. Translation is expensive, and it's slow. If you write a certification guide in English, getting it into German, Mandarin, and Spanish usually requires three different teams, three different timelines, and a lot of money.
And this is where the Auto Content API claims to support over 50 languages.
This is the automated global expansion workflow. So Metal releases a new standard for remote proctoring. They create it once in English.
And the API just takes over.
The API can instantly transcribe, translate, and this is the key part, resynthesize the audio and video into those 50 other languages.
Wait, resynthesize? So we aren't just talking about subtitles?
No, not at all. We are talking about generating a Spanish-speaking podcast episode or a German explainer video from that original English source. The AI actually speaks the language.
That is wild. That effectively multiplies their total addressable market, their TAM, overnight.
Immediately. And it allows them to service what we call the long tail of languages.
Okay, break that down for me.
Well, think about a smaller market. Maybe a specific region in Eastern Europe or Southeast Asia. Maybe it just wasn't profitable to hire a dedicated content team for that language because the revenue is smaller.
Right. The ROI isn't there if you're paying humans.
Exactly. But if the cost to generate that content drops to near zero because the API handles it, suddenly you can afford to dominate that market.
You can be the only major player providing native language content there.
Exactly. It changes the whole equation of, is this market worth it?
That brings us to the users themselves, the candidates. I have to say, thinking back to taking exams, it is stressful.
Incredibly stressful.
I remember worrying my calculator would die. Now, with online testing, you're worried about your Wi-Fi, your webcam, your browser crashing.
Right. And Metal offers tools like Secure Proctor and Metal Secure Browser. These are high security environments. If you're a student or a job seeker, the stakes are high.
If the tech fails, you might lose the job.
That anxiety leads to support tickets. How do I log in? What if my internet blinks? Why is the screen blank?
And currently, how does a company handle that? Usually with text FAQs or maybe one generic how to take our test video on YouTube.
Which nobody watches because it's too long and not specific to their actual problem.
Right. This is where the explainer video endpoint of the API comes in. The source material talks about generating vertical videos like shorts or reels.
Okay, paint me a picture. I'm a candidate.
Imagine you are signed up for a coding skills test on Metal, specifically for Python. The moment you register, the system triggers the API.
Oh.
It generates a 60-second vertical video sent directly to your phone or email.
And this isn't a generic video?
No. It says, hi, here is how the Python coding simulator works. Here is where you type the code, here is how you compile, and here is what to do if the compiler times out.
That is a game changer for anxiety. It's hyper-relevant.
It is. And because it's automated, Metal can have a specific video for their psychometric assessments, a different one for aptitude assessments, another for hackathons.
But wouldn't that cost a fortune? I mean, video production is famously expensive.
That's the cents versus dollars argument. The sources say a manually produced video costs anywhere from, what, $300 to $10,000?
Depending on quality, yeah. For studio shoot, editing, all that.
And with the API.
It uses about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to roughly 4 euros.
4 euros. You are replacing a $300 production process with a 4 euro API call.
That's the math. And that's why you can afford to create thousands of videos. If you were paying $300 a pop, you'd make one generic video.
At 4 euros, you make a custom video for every single test type in your catalog.
And the result is a better candidate experience. You reduce anxiety, which means fewer panicked emails to support.
Which saves even more money. It's a virtuous cycle. Better experience, lower cost.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sold on the video part. But we have to talk about how people find Metal in the first place.
Mm.
Search engines, the battlefield of Google.
Right. Metal has a lot of what are called detailed topic pages. It's a key part of their strategy. They want to rank for things like Java developer assessment or sales leadership test.
But I know there is a risk with automated content, thin content.
Right. A huge risk. If you just spin up a bunch of pages that all look the same with generic AI written text, Google will penalize you. They'll bury you.
You disappear from the rankings because you aren't adding any real value.
So how does auto context fix that? Because if it's just generating text, isn't that the same problem?
It's the multimedia solution. The API allows you to inject unique assets into every single page. Let's say Metal wants to rank for sales manager assessment.
Okay.
For that specific page, the API can use its deep research endpoint, which uses agents like Gemini or OpenAI, to write a unique, factual 500-word guide. That's the text.
But then
it also generates a specific audio summary and a video short for that exact page.
So the user lands on the page and they can read, listen, or watch.
Exactly. And that increases what we call dwell time.
Dwell time.
It's how long someone stays on your site. If a user lands and immediately leaves, Google thinks the page is trash.
But if they stay to watch 1-minute video or listen to a 3-minute summary,
Google says, hey, this is high quality. The source material claims this makes a page 53 times more likely to rank on page one.
53 times. That is a massive competitive advantage. It's basically signaling to Google, we put effort into this, even though the effort was automated.
Exactly. It mimics high-effort content at a low-effort cost.
You mentioned deep research just now. I want to touch on that because Metal needs to stay ahead of trends. The assessment world changes so fast.
New AI cheating tools, new coding languages.
All the time. And this is one of the coolest features for the internal teams at Metal. The API isn't just a writer, it's a researcher.
So Metal can set up recurring research tasks. Like what? Give me an example.
Say, scan the web every 24 hours for new competitors in AI proctoring, or find the latest trends in learning and development in Southeast Asia.
And the API just goes out and does that.
It goes out, reads the live web checking sources like the Financial Times, TechCrunch, SEC filings, and synthesizes a briefing.
And it could deliver that as a podcast.
Yes. Instead of a strategy analyst spending all day reading news, the API delivers a daily market briefing podcast to the CEO's inbox every morning.
That's incredible. It keeps the strategy team faster than everyone else.
It turns information overload into a competitive asset.
Okay, we have danced around the numbers, but I want to get really specific on the economics, because usually when companies talk about saving money with AI, it's vague.
This is where the CFO starts smiling. Let's look at the source data explicitly.
Let's take the podcast episode, a manual podcast.
You're looking at $150 on the absolute low end, maybe, for a Fiverr editor, up to $15,000 if you want a high production value.
And with auto content API.
Between 10 cents and 2 euros, depending on the length.
That isn't even a discount. That's a different universe. We're talking orders of magnitude.
It is. And for video, manual is $50 to $300 for a short clip. API is roughly 4 euros.
What I love about this is the long tail concept you mentioned earlier. It's not just about making the same content cheaper.
It's about making different content.
Right. In the traditional model, you can only afford to make content for your big money makers. Leadership assessments might get thousands of views, so you justify the $300 video cost.
But what about blue-collar hiring or specific niche coding languages?
Right. If a page only gets 50 views a month, you can't spend $300 on a video for it. You'd lose money.
Exactly. You'd ignore that niche. But if the video costs 4 euros, if those 50 views lead to just one lead over the course of a year, you're profitable.
So Metal can suddenly afford to dominate every single niche, no matter how small.
They can carpet bomb the entire assessment landscape with high-quality content. No niche is too small to surf.
Now, I want to pivot to the technical side. Because Metal isn't a blog. It's a serious tech platform. They have cloud-based proctoring, AI, algorithms. They are technical.
Which makes them the perfect candidate for this. Auto content is API first.
It's headless. We hear that term a lot in tech. For the non-engineers listening, what does that actually mean?
Think of it like electricity in your house. You don't log into a power plant website to turn on your kitchen lights. You just flip a switch on the wall and the power is there.
Okay, I like that.
The API is the electricity running through metal's walls. It's infrastructure. It waits for a signal, a switch, to be flipped in metal's own code.
So let's look at an integration example. Hmm. Metal integrates with applicant tracking systems, ATSs, and learning management systems, LMSs.
Mm-hmm.
How would this work in practice?
Okay. Imagine a company uses Metal for a 360-degree feedback campaign. That's where employees get feedback from peers and bosses.
Oh, yeah. People never know what to do. They get the email and ignore it.
Exactly. Usually it's confusing. People dread it. Now imagine Metal hooks auto content into that workflow using webhooks. That's the light switch.
So when the company starts the campaign,
the code automatically triggers the API.
And what happens?
The API generates a custom podcast episode specifically addressing that company's employees, explaining the timeline, the goals, and how to give constructive feedback. It lands in their inbox with the invite.
And that happens without a human at Metal lifting a finger.
Zero human effort. It's triggered by the software event. It moves content from marketing to product feature.
That is the aha moment for me. Content isn't just about getting people to the website anymore.
It becomes part of the product delivery itself. It moves Metal from being a service provider to a true content and tech powerhouse.
They have the data. Remember that 25 million assessments number?
Hard to forget. They have the data. Auto content gives them the vehicle to share the insights from that data instantly in any format, in any language.
So we have seen how this could revolutionize their reach, their candidate experience, their SEO, and their bottom line. It's about decoupling idea generation from production capacity.
That is the key phrase. You are no longer limited by how many hours are in the day.
Before we wrap up, I want to leave our listener with a thought. It's a bit of a mind bender.
Let's hear it.
We've talked about automating the content about the exams, the teaching materials, the guides, the explainers.
Mm-hmm.
And Metal already uses AI to proctor and grade the exams.
We're seeing automation at both ends of the spectrum, input and output.
So here is the provocative question. If the teaching material is generated by AI and the testing is proctored and graded by AI, are we moving toward a world where the entire education and certification lifecycle happens without a single human in the loop?
That is the billion-dollar question. It creates a closed loop. And if that happens, who or what decides what competency actually looks like? Is it the AI defining the standard for the human?
Something to mull over next time you take a test online. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
Always a pleasure.